Let's have a chat with Chris Burton, shall we? Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andy.
Morning. Can you explain what's new here then, what it means for Wisbeach's rail plans?
Well, it's probably going to speed up the process of actually getting the thing back into operation, because if Network Rail are going to have some of their people sitting effectively in the same office as the Cambridge and Peterborough Authority, then there'll be much better communication. And that's what life is about, as you should know in the BBC.
Exactly. Communication is key. Do you welcome this, then? You're pretty happy about this new partnership. How do you feel about it?
I can't really see any reason to object to it at all. It seems a plus, plus, plus all the way. People, if they're going to do things properly at a reasonable cost, have got to talk to each other and get this thing going. I mean, for example, the roads are the responsibility not of Network Rail, but the roads that this railway will cross, it is crossing at the moment, are the responsibility of the local authorities and national highways thing. So it's important that they get that interface sorted and ready, and so the whole thing can go ahead smoothly. So I'm completely in favour. And also, there's one other factor coming up.
Mm.
If they want to run the services through to Cambridge, Network Rail also very recently announced, I think they probably must have mentioned something on this programme, they're going to re-signal the whole of the Cambridge area, which is considerable. And that will include the line from Peterborough, or just outside Peterborough, right the way through to Ely. And Ely is that critical place to get the capacity to actually run those extra trains that will feed into Wisbeach via March.
Mm. Yeah, I knew they were doing, I think, was it Mildreth to Ely? I didn't realise they were going up to Peterborough as well. It's going to be, that's a big project though, isn't it? That's going to take three or four years, I think.
Cambridge signal box, actually, I mean, they have a lot of still manual signal boxes between Ely and Peterborough.
Ah.
And they work in conjunction with Cambridge. And it's, I think I'm right in saying it's the only part of East Anglia, and that's a considerable area, that still has manual signal boxes.
So really?
And you'll find them on the North Norfolk Railway and the Mid Norfolk Railway, because they're part of the heritage thing. But on the real railway, you may see them, but very few of them are operating, except between Ely and, or between Maney, which is the first one as you come out of Ely going towards Peterborough, right up to when you come into the Peterborough power box area.
I suppose the big thing I better ask you this morning, Chris, is how confident are you that the railway line from Wisbeach to Cambridge is going to reopen? Because people have been campaigning for it to reopen for decades, really.
I know. Well, they have. I mean, our organisation started doing this back in the 1990s.
Mm.
And I felt so much younger then. And but, yeah, I'm absolutely confident it will go ahead. The momentum behind this, which crosses all three political parties, I think virtually all of them are totally agreed that this has to go ahead to give Wisbeach an even better future than it would otherwise have. And it does need that connection in, because the A47 is not the most enjoyable road to drive down.
One final question for you, Chris, before I let you go. We've been having a debate this morning. For you, Scare Electrics or Model Trains?
Scare Electrics? Oh, Model Trains every time, mate. Every time.
Yes. You are speaking my language, Chris. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time this morning, Chris. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Good morning.
There's Chris Burton there, Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia.